Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and as I told you, we were going to be talking about a special program, No Regrets, a men's conference, which is coming up on February 1st on Saturday. Boy, that's coming up very, very fast. And we have Don Ewing in studio with us, and Elder with Grace E. Free Church in Mason City. And Don, welcome. Good to see you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is, you and I were just talking a little bit about it. And I think probably the first thing that might go through somebody's mind would be, what in the world is this all about? You got a men's conference? What happens at a men's conference? And you've done this now for a couple of years. And so there are some that know about it, and it's a growing thing.
Upwards of 150 to 200 men that we can kind of reach, serve, and just kind of wrap our arms around this coming Saturday and just encourage and support.
And so tell us a little bit, what takes place?
Well, it's a simulcast broadcast out of Milwaukee. It started in a church there 25 years ago. And now it's simulcast over 125 churches throughout the Midwest. But it's a conference. There's six or seven speakers that are simulcast in. There's fellowship. There's worship music. There's songs. There's praise. There's games, kind of like halftime events, so to speak. The guys can get together and connect with each other. But the primary objective of this event is just to kind of call men to step up and be men who are willing to make a bigger difference in their home life, whether it's as a father, as a husband, as a neighbor, in the workplace, in the community. It really challenges them to reflect and kind of consider what can I do more of differently? What can I do to be a better man, a better father?
Hmm. Boy, that's a nice premise just to start with that. What can I do to be better? Period, right there.
Right.
Yeah. Better man, better father, better brother, better grandfather, better uncle. I mean, that you can carry that as a long, long ways.
Yeah.
What do you tell the guy that says, "I'm a pretty good guy. Hey, you know, I got things together. I what do I need this for?"
Well, I challenge them to ask themself the question. You know, the focus of this conference is servant leadership. You know. How are you serving your family as a leader, as a father? You know, there's a lot of men out there that when it's their day off, it's me time. It's my time. It's all about me. It's all about my chair. It's all about my couch. It's all about my TV shows. But we are commanded as men to make a difference and be that spiritual leader in our household. We're commanded to step up and seek to make a difference in other people's lives. So this conference is going to cause you to, what I say, kind of pull over and park a little bit and reflect. And it'll cause you to ask yourself, what do I need to do more of, less of, and differently to make a bigger difference in my community, in my household, in the workplace, etc.
Have you noticed that with some of the people that have gone previously to these?
Absolutely.
Have you?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are now connecting with each other on a regular basis that they've never met before, but they meet at this conference. And they're connecting, whether it's face-to-face, email, phone conversations, just to encourage and hold each other accountable on some of the things that they discussed during this conference, where they kind of opened up the closet a little bit and says, hey, I'm struggling with this. I need help. I need somebody to hold me accountable so I don't go there. So I don't pursue that. So I'm a better father, husband, man in the workplace, etc.
Mm-hmm. So. Very interesting, and different speakers. And I'm looking at the flyer on there are six different people that are pictured,
right?
And obviously, they're going to take on different topics, that type of thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited about these six speakers. I've known of them, but I haven't heard any of them speak yet. So they're going to speak on the various roles of a man as I've mentioned, in the workplace, in the community, in the church, how to serve. I mean, I'm challenged day in and day out. Yesterday I went to another church and I spoke with some junior high kids about what I did yesterday, where I visited the jail and did men's ministry. And, you know, God's commanding us to do more than just fill in the blanks. He wants us to reach out and make a difference. And so each of these speakers are going to kind of poke you where you don't want to be poked. They're going to challenge you to kind of step up maybe in this area of your life or that area of your life. And you may say, well, my life is pretty good. I like kind of where I'm at right now. But trust me, I've seen it happen to so many men that when they go to a conference like this, they walk away saying, I had no idea I had this big of an opportunity to address in my life. I can't point it out. But this conference and conversation and the study and the and these speakers, they're going to represent it and they're going to reveal it.
Mm-hmm. So it really gives you that inner look at yourself then as
you
to
bet.
Where you're at and what you're doing and why you're doing it and a good day. So and it is a day. You got to set aside some time. And is there a way people sign up in advance? Do you need to know in advance? How's that work, Don?
Well, the event starts this Saturday. The doors open at 8 o'clock at Grace Church in Mason City in North Illinois. The price tag is $15, and you could pay it now at this point in time when you show up. I know you guys have got some no-regrets freebie passes that you've been giving away, and thank you for doing that. But, you know, bring a friend. And quite honestly, if you cannot afford this, you're the ones we want. You know, we're not going to turn you away. I mean, if you don't have a nickel in your pocket, this is something that you're going to need. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Show up and just let them know that you're here to take in this conference, and we're going to take care of you.
And honestly, if that's the case, too, they can pick up the phone. They can call me at KGLO, and I have a few of the wristbands available to get you in, so I'll take care of you that way myself. Compliments of you guys, and so you don't have to worry about that. You'll have it purchased in advance through us. So if you need one, give me a call too at the radio station.
Great.
What else should we know about this going into it? I mean, do we pack a brown bag lunch, or are you guys serving lunch there? How's that work?
Lunch is served. There's giveaways throughout the day. The big giveaway of the day, again, is we're giving away a big screen TV. I guess we don't call them big screen TVs anymore. They're just TVs.
they're all big, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all big. So, but we'll be giving one of those away. But, yeah, there's probably putt-putt golf, maybe shooting some basket competitions and some of the silly door prizes that go with that, but it's a good event.
Oh, nice.
The theme of this year's event is called Uncommon, and it's going to challenge you to kind of just be that uncommon man, be different, and cause people to look at you and scratch their head and say, there's something a little bit different about my neighbor lately. He's saying hi. He's outside talking to the neighbors. He's helping people, etc. I'm hearing good things about him, and that's what we hope this conference accomplishes.
Yeah, opens everybody's eyes a little bit. That's nice. Website again, can people go to a website to find information?
Yeah, it's a good website with great information. It's called noregretsconference.org.
Noregretsconference.org.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they have questions, can they contact the church at Grace or?
Yeah, then contact church, then contact me directly.
Okay.
I'm willing to ask questions and take questions and even spend time mentoring guys who are just saying, I don't feel like going to this thing, but I need to talk to somebody. So feel free to track me down at if I can give my number. It's 515-664-7106. And, again, my name is Don Ewing.
Don, fantastic stuff. And it's this coming Saturday. Spend a little time, everybody. You're not going to miss the Super Bowl. That's not till Sunday. and it's okay to step away from a few things. And I always look at these kinds of things, too, Don, as it's an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
And an investment in your future. So hopefully you can make that tiny investment. But it's, like you said, if you don't have a penny in your pocket, you can still go. I've got some of the wristbands ready. I'll get you one of those. You're at KGLO if you needed to.
Great. All right. right. We appreciate that.
Don, good to see you this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
All right. No regrets, everybody. Men's Conference coming up February 1st at Grace Church in Mason City. AM 1300, KGLO. Getting it set for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.